You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Tuesday, the 25th of May, 2021, and you're listening to me, Sir Longshanks, streaming at radioalbion.com. I just want to start today by confirming that I wasn't wishing Sasha Johnson any harm. Yesterday in the podcast, I said at the end of the podcast that I wish her well. I hope she gets well. And I do want to point out that she really can't be that bad a person, because she did actually have Charlie Big Potatoes on a stream, and he was on there for about 10 minutes. He did very well, and you have to give her credit for actually talking to the so-called far right, especially considering most of our opponents try to deplatform us and refuse to speak to us. So I have to give her credit that she did speak to Charlie Big Potatoes, and it's quite an entertaining stream if people get a chance to watch it. And it's come out today that the police are looking for four young black suspects. So really, it just confirms what I was saying yesterday, that if they really want to save black lives, they really need to be looking at ways that they can prevent blacks from killing other blacks. Anyway, we wish her well. We wish her a speedy recovery, if it's possible to make one from being shot in the head. I mean, it's a dreadful thing to happen. Well, today there's a meme that is going around, quite an entertaining meme. It says, US math team Olympiad beats China for the first time in 30 years. And it shows you four, obviously, Chinese students celebrating with an American flag there. And obviously, the joke is it's Chinese students beating China. And it's highlighting the fact that really it doesn't matter what flag people are playing under. It doesn't actually change their ethnicity. And it's quite a funny meme, but it's a shame that it's not truthful. Actually, the US math team Olympiad beat China for the first time in 20 years back in 2015. So why not just put a truthful meme out there? And you can look it up. And the articles show that it wasn't just Chinese. There was also an Indian guy there. And there might have been one mixed race person. But it still highlights this fact that it's ethnicity that matters and not where you are born. Now, we have the same issue with football teams now, and football teams are full of people from all around the world, and they no longer actually represent the country that they're playing for. They no longer represent the region that they are playing for. And David Lammy has been talking about a similar subject yesterday. The Labour Party's David Lammy discussed the importance of civic nationalism in the UK, where people can become English or British if they are from another part of the world. And of course, you can't do that anywhere else in the world, can you? You can't do that in China. People can't just become Chinese. Can't do that in India. People can't just become Indian, or they can't just become Eskimos. It's what we're talking about here is an ethnic classification. So what they've actually done with the English ethnicity, the British ethnicity, is to claim that it is no longer an ethnicity. It is an identity that is just up for grabs. The actual indigenous British people have had their identity stolen from them and given to anybody who wants it. And I say that we've had it stolen from us, but perhaps that's not entirely correct, because you can't steal from yourself, and it was our own elected representatives that did this. We did this to ourselves. We gave up our own identity. I know that's hard to come to terms with, and a lot of the nationalist narrative is against our elected representatives for doing these things to us. But the fact is, we elected them, and the majority of them are of our ethnicity, and they did this. They gave our identity away to anybody else who claims it, anybody who wants it, basically. They no longer even have to be part of the wider European family. So we can have people like David Lammy now claiming to be English or claiming to be British. He may be a British citizen, but he is not an English man. The Labour MP highlighted the UK royal family's foreign ancestry with Queen Elizabeth II's ancestors from Germany and the late Prince Philip's Greek heritage. Well, they've got that wrong there, haven't they? Prince Philip's heritage is actually Danish. He was called Phil the Greek because the Greek monarchy had been given to a royal of Danish extraction. His actual heritage is Danish rather than Greek, and he identified more with his Danish heritage rather than his Greek, I guess you can't even call it citizenship, really, because you're talking about royalty there, and the royals aren't citizens, they're sovereigns. So David Lammy is highlighting the royal family's foreign ancestry, but the royal families of Europe, the monarchs of Europe, have their own ancestry. And the idea was that if you had the royal family in Britain might marry somebody from the royal family in Denmark, and then Denmark and Britain would not go to war against one another. This was the point of this. It was in no way similar to people coming to Britain from the Caribbean and then calling themselves British. The royal family, once they marry, or a royal from another country, once they married into the royal family in Britain, they then became part of the British royal family. But the royal family itself, as I say, that the monarchs of Europe themselves seem to have their own ethnicity, really. It's the last resemblance of eugenics that is still going on. We used to have caste systems before we had class, and you used to have to marry within your caste, and there used to be arranged marriages. And right up until last century, we still had arranged marriages in the royal family, and they had to marry within their caste. They had to marry other people that were from the royal family. And right up until Prince Harry, who married Meghan Markle, right up until that time, they were still marrying other monarchs. And it's a remnant of a bygone age, basically. But it gives us an idea of how things used to be and how people used to have to marry within their caste. And by doing that, we managed to keep a certain number of bright people, because you would have bright people marrying bright people. You would have people from the labouring classes. They would be marrying others from other families of the labouring classes, and they would have more testosterone, say, so they would be stronger and more physically fit. And then you would have people from the intellectual classes that would marry others from the intellectual class, and they would have a higher IQ. And now that we no longer regulate marriage, we no longer regulate breeding, everything moves down to the lowest common denominator, and our average IQ is diminishing. And this is before you bring in immigration and you bring in other peoples with lower average IQs than we have. Mr. Lammy said, "The truth is, we have a monarchy, the Queen, and those before them came from Germany." Well, if they came from Germany, didn't the Anglo-Saxons also come from Germany? Didn't a large portion of the English population actually come from Germany originally. And this is because all the European nations are brothers, and it doesn't matter where we've moved about on the continent, we don't stop actually being that ethnicity. If you move a pet dog from one country to another, it doesn't stop being a pet dog. That is what it is. David Lammy doesn't seem to understand the difference between ethnicity and citizenship. He continued, when Prince Philip died, there was a lot of chat about the fact he had come from Greece and was partly Danish. Well, again, it doesn't matter where he came from. What matters is his ethnicity. You can come to this country, be born in this country, and of course become English or British if you are from another part of the world. And this is the bit that I would question. It doesn't matter where an Englishman is born in the world, he's always an Englishman. I mean, we saw this with the British Empire when we had the Anglo-Indians, and these were Englishmen that perhaps were born in India, but they didn't stop being English. If you're born in a barn, you don't stop being a human being. If you're born in India or in Africa, it doesn't make you an African. What we need to be concentrating on here is these ethnic denominators, because that's what your identity is. You don't identify with the hospital that you were born in. You identify with the family that you were born into, and you identify with your relatives, with your parents and with your grandparents. And this is what a nation is. It's an extended kinship group. It means that everybody in that nation shares their ancestors. It's not about where you were born. It's so superficial to have an identity based on what part of the world that you are actually born in. Of course, when you live in a place for a certain amount of time, you become attached to it. But that's in the same way that if you live in a house, you become attached to the house, or if you live in a town, you become attached to the town. But it doesn't, that's not really relevant to your biology, is it? That's not really relevant to who you are, because you can move about. And throughout history, white people have moved around the world for a large amount of time. We were, or the majority of us were in the Near East. The majority of us were in the Fertile Crescent, the most temperate zone in the world, which, you know, that's just common sense, really. Why would you be living in the cold northern wastes shivering when you could be in the temperate zone where it was a little bit easier to farm and to produce the things that you needed? Of course, you had to go to the northern zone to get things like tin, but that would be primarily so that you could then bring it back to the great civilizational centers that were in the temperate zone. And the people that moved out from there, they were all white, and that's why they all spoke a similar language. They all spoke Greek or Latin, and that was the language of commerce, and then they had their own vernacular that they also spoke in. And we didn't really have a sense of common identity in the way that we do today, but there was a sense of, we are different from these other peoples. The Romans are different to the people that are outside the polity, that are outside civilization, as it were. And we can read the Greek historians from the time, and they talk about the fact that there was an uncivilized people that were barely human, and they're basically talking about the black African savages that there were in the country of Kush, which we know today as Ethiopia. And if you had one of these black native Africans, they wouldn't have called him a Roman, they wouldn't have called him a Greek, they would have called him a barbarian, or perhaps they would have come up with some other word for him. It didn't matter where he was, what mattered is who the person is. David Lammy says, I would hope we have a civic nationalism that we can all be a part of, not some sort of ethnic nationalism that means you've got to have ancestors that were a part of these isles going back hundreds of years. You can't change that. You can't change the fact that we have a family. We are all born into a family. Everybody has a mother and a father, and everybody comes from some kind of nation, unless they're mixed race, of course. If they're mixed race, then they've had that removed from them. They've had that part of identity taken away from them. It's a terrible thing to have your heritage removed from you like that, because the offspring, obviously, they love their parents, and yet their parents have done that to them. It must be an awful situation to actually be in. But just because that's an awful situation to be in, it doesn't mean that everybody then has to lose their identity. Everybody has to have their family taken away just because some people only have an immediate family. I mean, that's not ethically correct, is it, to do things that way? What we should be doing is being truthful about this and speaking truthfully about it. So much as David Lammy doesn't like it, you can't change reality. You can't change the fact that there are ethnic nations, and there always has been ethnic nations. The word itself comes from the word natal, which is to do with pregnancy. You have antenatal, prenatal. The word itself means that it's a group of people that are linked together by birth, not a group of people linked together by where they are born, but a group of people that are linked together through birth. They share the same ancestors. You can go back a certain number of years and you'll find that there's a small group that everybody is connected to. And you cannot change that. David Lammy obviously doesn't think about these things. And he says that we have a civic nationalism that we can all be a part of. Well, that's citizenship. Yes, we have a citizenship that you can be a part of if you live in a country and you're a citizen of that country. And obviously, as ethno-nationalists, we would prefer that citizenship to be linked to ethnicity. But that doesn't mean that you can't have guests there. That doesn't mean that the other people that are in your country somehow aren't entitled to the same respect under the law. It just means that they would not have a say in the laws that are created for that country. They would not be entitled to take from that country what had been bequeathed to the people of that country by the ancestors that built that country, basically. And there's the same sort of thing that he says about Britain. He says Britain shouldn't be taking things from Africa, shouldn't be taking African artifacts that are in British museums. They should go back to Africa. Well, what about the things that we have in Britain that were created by our British ancestors that Sadiq Khan wants to take away and replace? What about the wealth that was created by our British ancestors that was used to set up the institutions that we have that were supposed to benefit our ancestors' descendants, that is now being taken from our ancestors' descendants and transferred to people like David Lammy? And of course, again, I will highlight the fact that it is ourselves that are doing this. It's not like David Lammy and his ethnicity have all got together and thought, we'll invade Britain and we'll take it over and we'll transfer all the resources from these white British into the hands of the black Africans. Nothing like that has happened. What has happened is our representatives, our elected representatives, have invited them over here. And when they have come over here, our elected representatives have begun transferring the wealth from us to them. That's the issue. We can't blame black Africans for taking us up on that offer, basically. What needs to change is our elected representatives and the reason why they are doing these things. And of course, this is why they will try to call what we say hate speech, because they don't want us to be pointing out that what we're seeing here is a wealth transfer and an identity transfer and all the good things that our ancestors put in place for us are being transferred over to these other peoples. And that's what needs to change. And we're not going to change it by saying to these other peoples, well, you shouldn't be doing this, or you shouldn't be here, or you shouldn't be taking this, because we offered it to them. We invited them to take it. Okay, it was wrong of us to do that, but we still did that. And the only way that that can change is through our elected representatives changing what they are doing. And the way to do that is to reach out to people and to let them know what the truth is. In March 2021, David Lammy, while presenting LBC, was told by a caller he was not British. And that's correct. He's not British ethnicity. He is a British citizen, but he is not of British ethnicity. Caller Jean said, "You will never be English because you are African Caribbean." I can't say I am African Caribbean. And David Lammy should not be able to say I am an English man, because he's not an English man. He's an African Caribbean man with British citizenship. Mr. Lammy replied, "Britain 400 years ago started going out into the world, colonised and conquered a lot of the world. A lot of the world has ended up coming back to the mother country. When I took a DNA test, I had Scottish in me." Well, it doesn't matter what little bit of a British nation he had within him. If he's not of European ethnicity, then he can't be of British ethnicity. The British ethnicity is a subset of the European ethnicity. And the fact that he has a little bit of Scottish ethnicity in him, or a little bit of Scottish DNA in him, is neither here nor there. Because you can't be two things at once. You can't be both a cat and a dog. You are either a dog or you are a cat. And you're either white or you're black. And if you're black, then you can't be of British ethnicity. You can't be an English man. You are an African man with British citizenship, which is what David Lammy is. He says, "Here I am, having grown up in this country, born of this country. And actually, the truth is there's a myth that there's one English ethnicity and there's not." Well, who is he to say that the English ethnicity is a myth? He tries to justify this. He says, "England has always been a country where Huguenots, Danes, all sorts have passed through. For me, the fact that I was born here and the fact that my sensibilities are English mean I want to claim that heritage as well." And really, that heritage is not his to claim, is it? Because he can't claim it. You can't just say, "I'm a zebra now, and you're a zebra." You could call yourself a zebra, but nobody's going to believe that you are a zebra. And that's effectively what we have happening here. He is going to claim that he's an Englishman, but quite obviously, he's not an Englishman. And where he points out that the Huguenots and the Danes, and they've all passed through, well, they're all European. That's like saying all different types of horse have been on Dartmoor, so we can put a donkey on Dartmoor and then we can call it a horse. I mean, it's not logical. His argument here is not logical. The Labour MP added, "You probably don't realise it, but in countries like Barbados, there are significant white Caribbean populations who have been there for hundreds of years, and they are significantly more Caribbean than I am." Yes, but if they're white, I'm sure they will identify with being white. They will say, "I am Caribbean, but I am white." Yeah, they will say that they are Caribbean citizens, and they will likely be able to say whether they came from Ireland or whether they came from Scotland. And the Caribbean was settled by white people. The Caribbean was not settled by black Africans. Black Africans did not get into boats and make their way over to the Caribbean and set up farmland there and build a civilization there. White people did. And black Africans ended up going over there for the work that was provided for them over there, and the roof that was provided over their heads, and the food that was given to them. And okay, it was called slavery. It was part of that system. But that was the system that we had back then. It's not like they were forced to work without being given anything in exchange. And in actual fact, it cost more money to keep a slave than it did to pay wages. That's why slavery was done away with, because it was cheaper to pay people wages than it was to look after them for their entire lives. And just because there are whites that are in the Caribbean does not mean that black Africans that are in Britain magically change into being English men. He doesn't understand the logic here. I understand what he's trying to say. I understand he's trying to say, I'm as British as anyone else. I identify with Britain. But you cannot identify with being another type of human being and then just magically become that type of human being. And his logic of saying that he was born in Britain, therefore he is British, is like saying, well, if you're born in a hospital, therefore you are a nurse or a doctor. It doesn't actually make any sense. And I'm not trying to be mean to David Lammy here by saying that he's not an Englishman, but he can't actually be an Englishman. All he can ever be is a British citizen. And to say that just because he wants that heritage, he's going to claim that, you can't do that. He can claim citizenship, and he has every right to claim citizenship, because we set up a system that says that if you are born in Britain, you can claim citizenship of that country. But he cannot claim the heritage of that country as well, because it wasn't built by his ancestors. You can only claim a heritage, an ethnic heritage, that is your own ethnic heritage. This is why Europeans were so interested in the ruins in Egypt and the ruins in Assyria, because they were built by other white people. They were built by our ancestors. That's why when we discovered these ruins, we took care of them and we brought them back to museums in London and we put them on display. And the Arabs that were in that part of the world were just letting the ruins rot, basically. They weren't taking care of the pyramids. They weren't taking care of the temples that were built by the Romans. They were just allowing them to be destroyed because they knew that they were not built by their ancestors. And we see the same thing with ISIS. We see ISIS destroying all these old sculptures and statues that were created because they were not created by their ancestors. They're not a part of their heritage, but it is a part of our heritage. It is a part of our inheritance. That's why a lot of it is on display in our museums, and that's why we find it fascinating. But you won't find many black Africans finding it fascinating, because it's not a part of their heritage. David Lammy wants to live in this fantasy world of let's pretend, where he can pretend to be somebody else, and it's very beneficial for him to do that. I mean, look at him. He's a member of parliament. He's right at the top of society. So it's in his best interests to promote this fantasy. But really, it's a case of the emperor wears no clothes, isn't it? David Lammy will pretend that he's an Englishman, but any white child under the age of 5 can point out that he is not a part of the same family that white child comes from. That's what this is about. It's about family lines. It's about ethnic inheritance. It's about who you are. It's about identity. And David Lammy really misses that. And perhaps this Sasha Johnson, perhaps she doesn't miss that. I mean, she understands that she's black and she's a part of the black ethnicity, and that's what she's standing up for. And in this stream that she did with Charlie Big Potatoes, she appeared to be understanding that white people don't want to become a minority in our own countries, and she understood that white people want to be able to take pride in our ancestors. And she also understood that there was a competition between us. She understood that there is a competition between whites and blacks, and she was saying, well, blacks are winning because we are breeding more than you. And unfortunately, that is the truth of it. If we don't want to become a minority, we need to breed, and we also need to make other whites aware of what is going on here, that there is a competition between the ethnicities. And much as the other ethnicities will try to pretend that there isn't a competition, I mean, David Lammy is trying to pretend that there isn't a competition, but there is. And any white child will be able to point out that David Lammy is not an English man. David Lammy is a black man. I mean, where does the word English come from? Well, it comes from Anglish, And who were the Angles? Well, they were a Germanic tribe from the 5th and the 6th century that came into Britain. They fought the Romans. They were of the same ethnicity as the Romans. It's an impossibility for David Lammy to be an Englishman. He can be a British citizen, but he can't be an Englishman. Well, thank you very much for listening. I will be back tomorrow with more of the Daily Nationalist for you. God bless and hail victory.
You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.